It's easy to carry on war with a spyglass.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that reads so well. You may keep sending those watermelons, little child of foolish magic. For from here, in my tower, I will soon have you pinpointed. Ah, there. There you are. Near the fifth arch, eh? Little cigar-smoking brat. Down and down you go. Round and round you go. Now we'll see how much fun fear can be when my thunderbolts rain down upon your soft little pigtail skull.
I think Sunny came this way. Where, though? Where is she? She must have taken the eye and then... Hey, wait a minute. What is this? An iron ring. There appears to be a trap door beneath the sand. Hey. There are steps leading down.
This seems very familiar. Keeps going down and down. Ah, here's the bottom. There's an aluminum extension ladder. An oval mirror. Now, I seem to be inside a wall. This must be what I think it must be. Uh-huh. Here's the sliding panel.
Jack, is that you?
Auntie Jowl.
Jack, what a very pleasant surprise.
I'm afraid I'm just passing through, Auntie.
Oh, too bad. On another thrilling adventure.
Yes. You haven't seen a girl, have you? About this tall?
No, no one knew has visited Infamous.
Darn. I guess she didn't come this way. Well,
dressed like Lawrence of Arabia. Have you been following my recreant husband about, Lord Charles?
I've been to the Sahara Desert.
I should hope so, in that get-up.
Auntie, I really
have not to... even a cup of tea, Jack.
I'm sorry, it's really urgent.
James will be so upset that he missed you, please.
Well, I'll visit longer next time, promise.
Please do, and spend some time with your auntie.
I really must hurry.
Good luck, Jack. If I can be of any service...
Thank you, Auntie.
Oh, Jack! You can trust the storyteller!
She could have gone over that hill. Over there.
My Queen Azora.
Yes.
The rain of watermelons has ceased.
Good. That little nuisance is pinned down. So, El Kabai is separated from his men. Now I will find El Kabai. And snuff him once and for all.
I've got to get that eye back. I'm almost to the top. There. Wow. Wow-wee. Valley. And what a valley. It's literally glowing with circles.
Can you adjust the focus?
It's the vertical hold I'm working on.
When you do projection of the mental picture on the wall, does it assist to play piano?
No.
And why you do?
Well, when I was a kid, first learning piano, I used to turn off the sound on the TV and play along with Roy Rogers and Tom Mix and Red Rider and Little Beaver.
Who?
Cowboys. So now that I'm grown and working on projecting, I figure, why not play along? But I can't play and talk and project all at the same time. You can do the talking.
Ah! The picture's returned. Ooh, there is someone. It is Jack. He's walking among something round. There are many circles of stone.
Maybe stone circles have been laid out. Patterns.
So
the way they interlock.
Can
the energy.
Find what you look for.
Oh, it's so powerful.
The valley.
I can feel it flowing from one to another.
Circle.
In fact, I can see it. I can see how one picks up the energy from another and just sends it on.
All along.
I'm beginning to actually see
El
the energy that moves across the Earth's surface.
Alone. Dance gently among those stone circles, dear enemy. It shall be your last dance.
I think I now understand how these circles work.
We shall have this last dance.
But for what purpose did they wish
together.
To put them
together?
Unless. What was that? This place is so filled with energy, it's becoming alive. Yikes! Lightning bolts are falling out of the sky. Yeah!
Azura killed. But slowly. Slowly, but definitely.
The way it hits and just shatters across the valley, igniting the circles, spinning from one to...
For it is but one is me.
Hey, somebody's trying to make cinders out of me.
Oh.
Yikes! Can we help him?
Stupid intellect. That thing is.
You can get into that world, right?
I cannot reach him in time.
That queen's not that good. That Azura, she don't have nothing to do with that queen you were serving.
No, no. My queen, may Allah be praised, never seek power like this one. She would help such a fool as Jack. For it is said, when you put your head into the mortar, it is useless to dread the sound of the pestle.
Can you help him?
We'll obey you. I will try to help. Goodbye, Mojo. My master.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm not your...
I must fly.
Excuse me.
Who's...
It's me. Yes, what? I have found what I was sent for.
So...
You said you would help me return.
Help you? Let me see what you have.
It's an eye. Let me hold. Yes.
I was such a fool. Like my lord, he never knew how to use power.
May I have the eye back now? Well,
that is insane, my dear. Not shaving. And it will pick out your eyes.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday. Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
I'm getting nearer. It's pulling me forward. The walls approach. The gates are tilted. There are the arches. The moonlit corridors. Silent courtyards. Now I approach the first arch. I've stopped. Is this as far as I can go?
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.